You mentioned what Obama had said about Chancellor Merkel in his speech just a few hours ago. What he didn't mention was that Merkel has said publicly just in the last few days that there has to be a ceasefire, there has to be a political, not a military solution, and that Russia's interests cannot be ignored. I mean, this is very sensible stuff from Chancellor Merkel. Unfortunately, it has not been echoed publicly, at least by President Obama and other NATO leaders. So that's what I say is really important, is to push for a ceasefire, which the Russians have constantly called for, and get to political negotiations which would guarantee the non-alignment in the future of Ukraine.
Speaking to reporters Thursday, President Obama said the U.S. will collaborate with its NATO allies in dealing with the Ukraine crisis, but he ruled out military action against Russia. This is what he said.
We will continue to stand firm with our allies and partners that what is happening is wrong, that there is a solution that allows Ukraine and Russia to live peacefully. But it is not in the cards for us to see a military confrontation between Russia and the United States in this region. Keep in mind, however, that I'm about to go to a NATO conference. Ukraine is not a member of NATO, but a number of those states that are close by are. And we take our Article 5 commitments to defend each other very seriously.
I was wondering, Jonathan Steele, if you could respond to that. And also in the U.S. media, you rarely hear Russia's side. What are Russia's interests?
Well, I think it was interesting what he said about NATO. But again, he missed the crucial point, which was that he should have said that he respects the non-alignment of Ukraine and sees no value in it joining NATO. I mean, imagine what would happen if Canada or Mexico decided to join an anti-US alliance. Obviously, the US would be concerned. Russia has legitimate concerns about the expansion of NATO. But we've already heard just in the other day, the Secretary General of NATO, Anders Fogh Rasmussen, was saying that NATO is now going to pre-position stocks in Eastern Europe and bring equipment in and have bases there. This is only provocation, further provocation to Moscow. There is a battle going on clearly within NATO between hawks and doves, and Obama is sitting on the fence. He should come down on the side of the doves and make his position clear, which is similar, I think, to what Merkel has done. But even she has not dared yet publicly to come out and say she does not want Ukraine to join NATO.